Authorities in Montgomery County, Maryland, will bring 6 counts of first-degree murder against the 2 men suspected in the string of shootings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area. Those charges would be in addition to Alabama's decision to prosecute the men for a murder committed during a robbery last month. Information surfacing about 41-year-old John Allen Muhammad reveals a man with a history of failure in both his personal and professional life. Less is known about 17-year-old John Lee Malveaux. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has been looking into the young man's past and joins us now from Seattle. Wendy, Muhammad referred to Malveaux as his son or stepson, possibly, but as we have learned, they weren't related. So what do we know about Malveaux's real family?
We know, Jackie, that Malveaux was born in 1985 in Jamaica. His mother is Una James. His father is Leslie Samuel Malveaux. His dad still lives in Jamaica. He's a contractor. He recently described his son as a nice kid, though he hadn't seen him in 4 years, and he said he did not know that his son was living in the United States.
How did John Lee Malveaux get to this country?
Well, Malveaux and his mother took a journey. They first went to Haiti, and then they came to the United States, according to INS documents, aboard a cargo ship. They were smuggled in as illegal aliens in June of 1999. They first arrived in Florida, and then sometime later they came to Washington State.
When did John Allen Muhammad enter the picture, Wendy?
And here, details are really sketchy. We know that Malveaux surfaces at the Lighthouse Mission, which is a homeless shelter, in August of 2001, and he appears with Muhammad. Muhammad, at that point, is describing Malveaux as his son. About 4 months later, his mother, Malveaux's mother, appears in Bellingham. She apparently is very concerned about the influence that Muhammad seems to be having over her son. And she calls the police and says she's concerned that her son is in with someone she doesn't want to be with, and she wants the police to help her get her son back.
Did the INS get involved at that point?
The INS does get involved in that point, and what happens is Malveaux and his mother are picked up by the INS in December of last year. They're picked up on immigration charges of entering the U.S. illegally. His mother, Una James, is thought to have claimed asylum. Malveaux and his mom were detained by INS. They both remained in custody, in federal INS custody, for about 3 weeks. Then they were released on bond. They were allowed to stay in the United States pending their INS hearing, which was slated for next month. Obviously, they're not going to make that hearing.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting from Seattle.
It was not only law enforcement officials who were caught up in the 3-week-long search for the snipers. The manhunt also involved local and national media and much of the public. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on some of the techniques that helped and some that hindered the investigation.